passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. Legend is on hold here. But first, we go to Jeff in Chicago. It has been a long time since we've heard from Jeff.
What's up, Coach?
Jeff, where you been?
Hey, man, just sitting in the wings and observing Paul. You know, not a big deal. Just wanted to call and wish you the happiest of happy Thanksgiving to you,
well, thank you.
And
that's
your
great
family. You know, I did want to talk about the scenario here, though, for you and see what your thoughts on it were, right? Like, if Oregon beats Washington, and assuming Washington wins the Apple Cup here, which, by the way, does Washington ever get a break in their schedule? It's like they're playing a huge game every week, Utah, or at Oregon State. I mean, this team never has a break. But, you know, Michigan and Ohio State, the winner goes. You know, let's say it's Georgia, just for argument's sake here. I hate to say that to you, but let's just say it's Georgia for this, the sake of this argument. So you have Georgia, you have the winner of the Big Ten. I mean, Florida State, they don't belong without Travis. I mean, someone might say Cardale Jones, but I mean, they won the Big Ten championship 63-3 that year or something, and had Urban Meyer as their coach, right? I guess I'm kind of the opinion that or in that scenario, Oregon and Washington would belong with the winner of the Ohio State-Michigan game and Georgia in the college football playoff. And I just wanted to see what you thought of that.
So Jeff, I think I understood you correctly. You're suggesting both over what?
I mean, over a potentially undefeated Florida State team without Jordan Travis.
Yeah, I'm with you on Florida State because I think Florida State better go out there and rack up style points by the eons Saturday and the following week. I think they're we had a guy on earlier who doesn't agree, but I think the groupthink mentality of Florida State and I don't know how critical it'll be because this committee cannot be trusted. But if Florida State slips to fifth, then it might be all over for them.
I mean, also over the loser of the Ohio State-Michigan game, like what we saw last year.
I think the loser is without mass carnage. I think the loser of this game is in dire straits.
Yeah, I mean, the weakness of the Big Ten this year. By the way, was there a more underwhelming first year head coach than Luke Fickell this year?
No, I'm shocked by him. I'm absolutely shocked by Luke Fickell.
If you look at their schedule next year too, it's like it's basically like the toughest schedule in America. So I mean, I'm not sure how quickly it's going to get better there, but. You know, but also I would say the loser of Oregon and Washington, if Oregon loses twice, they're probably out. But I guess the other team you would say that it's over, and I keep kind of forgetting about this, just like the rest of America's forgotten about the Big 12. But I mean, I think if Oregon beats Washington in a rematch and you have both of them sitting there with one loss, I think both those teams deserve it over Texas too.
Yeah, I mean, Texas lost its running back, which I think is a huge absence, but they got Ewers back. So, Jeff, what's going on with you? Where have you been these last, 7 or 8 years?
I know it's been a while, man. It's just I don't really know how to answer that question, to tell you the truth. Like I said, I'm just sort of in the way.
You're still in the weren't you in the water business?
Absolutely, Paul. The coconut water business, to be more specific.
Right.
I know you love that product,
Jeff sent me some coconut water and really hooked me.
Exactly.
In there, Jeff, but do you primarily or only do coconut water?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And what's the brand?
So, Vita Coco. I appreciate you asking that question. Yes. The symbol COCO on the NASDAQ. But I would also, I'll be sure to send you some more now that you said that.
Well,
but it was great catching up with you. It was great catching up with you. I will sing it to the – Washington's going to have a tough time here in a rematch with Oregon. I mean, they'll by that time, they'll have played basically their fifth or sixth high-leverage game in a row. I just think in this particular year, given the landscape, I don't know. I think both those teams deserve it more than a Texas or Florida State or, anyone else for that matter.
I think you make a lot of sense. Jeff, great to hear from you. Jeff came to see us once when we were in Birmingham and became a great caller. You be well. Legend is next.
What's going on, my black hat brother? What's going
Legend.
On, baby?
Legend.
Paul got one of the most serious questions that you have ever taken as a sports analyst. I mean, bigger than anything you've gotten on Get Up, First Take, College Football. Are you ready to be 100 with the Legend? Are you ready?
I'm ready to be 100.
How the hell you put Barry Manilow on in front of Elvis? How the hell you do that?
How did we do that?
Coconut water. What the hell is that? Coconut water. What the hell is going on here on this stage tonight? Coconut water. I've
coconut
not heard
water.
It all now.
Hey, Legend.
Woo! Yes.
Legend. I remembered the guy was in the water business. I vaguely remembered coconut water. I was trying to be nice. It's the holidays.
Oh, that's right. Happy Thanksgiving, Bill. I'm sorry, Paul. I am leaving. I'm sorry, Paul. There goes a demon right out of it.
When he sends me a case of coconut water, I immediately put it on eBay and make a fortune.
Woo! That's my black hat brother right there, baby. That's my black hat brother, the sports outlaw. I love you, dude. Man, you on so many shows on ESPN, I can't keep up with it, man. I mean, you done went big time on me, dude. I mean, every time I turn the TV on, there's Paul Feinbaum. No wonder Michigan
you know
ain't,
my, you know the dilemma I had today? And tomorrow, it's Mad Dog, so that's always more fun. But
along
with Shannon and Stephen A. today, and they asked me about Prime, and I just really didn't want to tell the truth, Legend. So I told them... I hope I don't get in trouble like what's her name, Clarissa Thompson? Yeah. So I blamed it on them. I said, it's your fault. You guys went out to Boulder and you came back and told me how great Prime was and how great that team was. I had to start believing it.
Yeah, and the thing about Prime, Paul, he need to learn how to coach. The more I watch him, he just don't know how to coach. He's a great recruiter, a great motivator, but an in-game coach. Man, when you're going for it on your 30-yard line in the first quarter, that's something wrong
that's
with
your
logic.
That's why you need a guy with you who does the coaching.
Absolutely. You be the guy that keeps everybody together.
I mean, between the YouTube show, the Netflix documentary, Stephen A., Skip, 60 Minutes, he doesn't have time to coach.
Man, he need to learn how because he don't know how to coach. I love it. Best cornerback I ever seen. Yeah. I love it. I'm the prime time of Feinbaum calling, baby. Woo! Dancing in the end zone
on remember,
y'all
asses. I don't know where you were. It's always risky asking you that question. And it was the 88, the 88 Sugar Bowl. And Auburn was marching down the field with a chance to beat FSU, and Prime intercepted it. And the game ended on a primetime interception.
I remember that. I was at Draper Prison, matter of fact, watching that in the honor dorm at Draper Prison, laughing at my Auburn friends. And there was a bunch of them in there. They loved Auburn, boy. We get the riots in prison at the Iron Bowl. They have to lock the whole prison down at the Iron Bowl.
In Alabama, what is that like?
It's like a riot. You have 50% Auburn, 50% Alabama, and man, it's like the Bloods and the Creeds. They hate each other. You know, I mean, they make bets, shave heads, eyebrows. I mean, everything. You know, it gets ugly. Fights. I've been at three prisons where they had to shut the prison down after the Iron Bowl. They were riots out in the yard for especially when Tuberville was winning all them games.
Oh,
they had to come unglued.
Tuberville won six in a row. Whatever happened
but
to
I
him?
Say
is
this,
he still coaching?
He's somewhere in Washington. He's selling vacuum cleaners up in D.C. or something. he does something like that. But I want to say this to everybody out there. Stop all the damn talk. I don't want to hear it no more. These are the facts. Ohio State versus Michigan, playoff game. Alabama versus Georgia, a playoff game. The winners move on. The losers go to a New Year's Day bowl. That's the way it is, baby. That's the way it's going to be. And as far as Texas, I think Texas belong in there. Have you seen that sweat dude in the middle, Paul? That dude's 400 pounds.
Yeah,
you can't run
good.
Around that dude, man. Alabama got beat by a damn good team. Texas is better than Oregon. Texas is better than Washington. I can tell you that right now. They're more physical.
They're also better than Florida State.
Oh, Florida State's not. I want to thank you, Black Hat brother. Thank you for not being afraid. I appreciate you not having fear in you. That's why you're a sports outlaw. You told the Michigan fans the truth. They've been at you on social media. If you notice, I told the Michigan posse, Paul Feinbaum in the South is a made man. You can't touch it. Black Hat, baby. SEC,
right
on this.
You're right. The Michigan folks, they swung and missed.
Well, let me say this. If we play them in the playoffs, you better get that K-Dub Legend security crew
goodness,
that you had.
I've been to the Iron Bowl a million times, but I have to tell you, there's a little bit of hurt in my heart today because I would love with you and K-Dub. I saw K-Dub 3 weeks ago, by the way.
I love K-Dub. Great man.
In Tuscaloosa as I was leaving. I would love to walk into Ann Arbor with you guys on my arms, because that is to deal with those Michiganders. Can you imagine how much fun that would be?
Hey, we play them. It's happening. Me and K-Dub on each side. Because you know, when the Black Hat Mafia is with you, ain't no wimp from Michigan even going to dare look at you, brother.
No.
And let me say this about FSU. Another great comment, Black Hat, brother. The sports outlaw, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for the bomb. He told you, FSU. It was a bad break. It happened. It happened to us. It cost us. It just cost you. You don't belong. The ACC is weakest state of water. Accept it. It don't matter if you beat Florida. Florida's pathetic. And don't matter who you're going to beat the ACC title game. They're pathetic, too. You out. That's just the way it is. When we beat Georgia's ass, we made you. Now we will destroy you, Alabama Jr., Nick Saban Jr. You used our blueprint. We built you. Now we're coming back to destroy you. But you, FSU, don't belong. That's why Paul Feinbaum is the damn sports outlaw. Tell him the truth. If you don't like it, kiss our ass. We the Black Hat Mafia. Danny Brams, Black Hat, the legend, Feinbaum, handsome one, K-Dub, Quirrell. The Black Hat Mafia has left the building.
We are back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Corky is up next in Fort Worth. Hello, Corky.
Hey, Paul. This is my last call of the year. And I just want to, me and my grandson, Trey, just want to thank y'all for having us on all year and your staff for a wonderful show. I have two things I want to tell you. For one, we have all this talk about who makes it, Alabama or Texas or whoever. Alabama's not beating Georgia, so people are talking like Georgia just is runovers now. They've won for the last 2 years. Alabama's not that great of a team to beat Georgia, I'm telling you. And the last thing I have to say is that Jim Harbaugh would not be a Michigan coach next year. But, hey, dude, I love y'all, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, thank you very much, and you be well. So happy to hear from you. Let's check out Catfish, also in Texas. Hello, Catfish.
Hey, Paul, thank you for taking the call, and the happiest of Thanksgivings to you.
Thank you.
I got a number one. If you and Legend go to Ann Arbor, can I please go with you and hold
yes.
your coat?
That's great.
I would love to do that. You know, I'm a big Alabama fan. I was born in Alabama. I love Alabama. but I'm an alma mater. I went to Texas Tech, and so I got a dog in the hunt on Friday night about Texas Tech playing Texas. And, you know, I had the pleasure one time of talking to Daryl Royal about Texas Tech and Texas football.
Oh, really?
And there was an old saying about it that I heard for years when I was growing up. It said that Daryl Royal said that Texas Tech was like cockroaches at a picnic. You never knew which dish they were going to mess up. And
that's
so
great.
I asked Coach Royal, I said, Coach, is it true that you said that? And he says, well, I don't remember saying it, but it's true.
That is great.
I hope that Texas Tech can sneak up on Texas on Friday because, number one, I think, and I would be interested in whether or not you agree with this, it would eliminate Texas as a barrier to Alabama getting in the Final Four.
Oh, yeah.
And besides that, I just like to see the Longhorns lose. They deserve it. So what do you think? Do you think Texas Tech would help Alabama's cause if they could win?
They would. It also, I think if Alabama beat Georgia, then that's the biggest problem they have, and that's the head-to-head. So I'm really glad to hear from you. Thank you. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul, looking good and sounding good as always. First, let me wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving to your family, friends, Randy, all the folks at ESPN, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and to all your listeners and viewers, a very happy Thanksgiving. Praise God. America needs help. Now, tell old Jeff from Chicago he needs to get out of there. My daughter and son-in-law and two grandbabies just left them, and I'm glad to see them back here in South Carolina. And let me tell you, Clemson Tom comes in. He said to tell legend, the eyes of Texas are upon you. And finally, them Gamecocks. I mean, Clemson Tom talking about Clemson's rejuvenated. They beat Notre Dame. They beat Georgia Tech. They beat North Carolina. And they come back to Columbia to revenge us. Mr. Feinbaum, I'm going to predict to you and all your listeners and viewers, the South Carolina Gamecocks are going bowling, and Clemson will not for the first time in I don't know how many years. But roll on, Gamecocks, because Clemson ain't nothing but a bunch of pussycats.
Where have I heard that before? Yesterday. Handsome Joe is up next.
Road time, road, Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? Hey, I like Cat Daddy. You know, happy Thanksgiving to Cat Daddy. But, you know, I'm for South Carolina in that game. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to handle Clemson or not, Paul. That game's a, you know, I don't know. That's going to be a tough one for South Carolina. They ain't had the best year. But, no, I heard you earlier talking about Coach Prime. And, you know, I like Coach Prime. I'm a legend. I like Coach Prime as a player.
Yeah.
But as a coach, Paul, when they started this year off, he beat an overrated TCU team. He beat Nebraska, which a lot of teams beat Nebraska, and they had him up like he was the next Nick Saban. And, you know, all he's done is just – and when he was talking about maybe Coach Prime may want to go to Texas A&M or somewhere, and he said he's staying at Colorado. Well, nobody wants a coach that's got a losing record. I mean, he's not done anything at Colorado. And it's going to take a miracle for that team to ever get back to what they were, Paul. But, hey, I want to ask you this. You got big plans for Thanksgiving?
Pretty quiet. I have to head out to Auburn early the next day, so we're not going to go too far.
All right. Well, I'm just going to stay home. I ain't going to do much anything.
What would Thanksgiving Day be like at the Handsome Joe Ranch?
It's going to be, I'll probably just be here by myself, Paul, because my lady I've been seeing, you know, her family's meeting, but I don't want to go all the way up there where she's at, you know. Besides, I ain't been seeing this girl but about a month, so I don't want to just go in and start meeting family and all that. I mean,
no, not after a month. Where does she live?
Up in Savannah, Tennessee.
Oh, no.
Which ain't, you know, it's, I don't know, 1.5-2 hours from here. But,
okay.
We went out twice. That ain't long enough to go meeting family and all
well,
that.
Well, does, so. Meeting the family's nervous, nerve-wracking. Do you, Does she know who you are?
She was friends with my fiance that passed away last year.
Oh, okay. So she, well, I meant to know think, how famous you are.
I don't think she even knows I call your show. If she does, she hadn't mentioned it. So
because Joe, you know, Legend has told me this before, I don't know it to be a fact, but Legend says that being a blue chip caller to the Feinbaum show gives you good cred with women.
It does. It does. I mean, I've had some. I've had one threaten to leave her boyfriend over me, and so
really,
there's a little bit of there what Legend has to say about that, because that's just some. They think because we call this show, we're just, you know, rich, famous people, and we're not. You know, we're far from that. So, but you know, some don't know
you
that.
You may not be rich, but you are famous.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess so. But hey.
This for a second, Handsome Joe. You got Jim from Tuscaloosa. I mean, we all know what a ladies' man he is. He's told us. You got I-Man.
Yeah.
You got Squirrel. Legend. Cat Daddy.
Augie.
Oh, well, not Augie.
Okay.
Augie.
I think you have to draw the line at Augie.
Yeah, he don't count.
You got AC from Bangladesh. Yeah, I mean, he's a big woman's guy over there.
Jeff from Columbus.
Oh, AC probably got a...
You know what, Joe? I'm going to be in Auburn tomorrow, for first time. Well, I was there last year. I'm hoping that maybe Charles from Real Town will come out and see us.
He needs to. I like Charles. I ain't heard from him in a while.
Charles is one of the great callers of all time, and I don't know why he has gone away. We hope he hasn't left us.
No, we hope he's still around. But, yeah, I miss hearing from Charles. I think he's one of the greatest.
Have you ever met Charles?
Here.
Charles is a genuinely nice guy.
That's what I've been told. I haven't met him personally, but I've been told that he's actually a good guy.
Very very humble. I mean, well, not humble. I shouldn't say that.
He likes his Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, he's a good country boy who, if Charles was, if this was years ago, he'd be calling in. And you know what he'd be doing? He'd be calling for the coach's head right now.
They would. I guarantee you, if Auburn gets lucky this weekend, we'll probably hear from him next week.
Yeah, he does Joe, you have a good, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We're here tomorrow. We're not, I mean, I know everybody else is going that way, but we're not. We will be here tomorrow, and we will also be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back, and AJ is up next.
Well, if it is not the mouth of the absolute South, Paul Feinbaum, writing them checks that his rear end can't cash. I heard what you said. I went back and listened to that third hour yesterday, Paul, and Trey calls in there, and then Mr. Feinbaum going to say, questioning my loyalty, whether I'm going to call back into the show because Auburn embarrassed me and everybody else. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. You know what I think? I'm going to tell you what I think about you, Mr. Feinbaum. While you sit up there, you got that sport coat on with your tie, you got them skinny pants on, and you got on sneakers. You know why you got – I was like, why does Paul got on them sneakers? Because he needs to make sure he can run away from every – confrontation that his mouth starts. He can't wear them penny loafers. He's got to wear them sneakers. But I'm going to tell you, Paul, I hope Mrs. Dr. Feinbaum Thanksgiving morning wakes you up with a big healthy platter of turkey and ham and some beef, some red meat, you know, and sprinkled some deer dung on top of it and serves you up just what you need. And War Damn Eagle.
Shut my mouth. I hope she does too. Darren is up next in Alabama.
I have to say, AJ just hit the nail on the head. You're the biggest mouth in the South. And I'm counting your days down until you quit the show, because it's coming. Your biggest your biggest hope and dream right now is for Georgia to beat Alabama. Because if Alabama beats Georgia, they're still not going to the playoffs. They're still not going.
Darren, that's not then, happening under my
then,
watch.
Then you
as long as I run
sale.
College
you
football, Alabama
sale.
Goes. I think Alabama should go even if they lose, don't you? Yeah. I mean, after all, Nick Saban.
Why?
Crimson Tide.
Why?
Tide.
Why would you do that?
Alabama,
well, you know what? If that, at
I,
that
was,
point,
I thought Alabama was
if that's
like
the way
ordained
you feel,
to be in the playoffs every
why
year.
Why would you? Hey, you know what? We all just cancel college football for the whole damn year and say, hey, here you go, Nick.
I mean, who is your team?
I'm an Auburn fan.
Congratulations on that second place finish the other night to New Mexico State.
Oh, well, you know what? As an Auburn fan, we're used to losing. We get more excited when Bama loses. That's the world we live.
Darren, that is an old school comment. That is not a new school comment. The new Auburn breed doesn't agree with
all
you.
All I know is,
I mean, I remember that when I first got to Alabama, I heard Auburn fans talking like that. But you obviously have missed Auburn's run.
Bama does not go to the playoff as a one loss team, and they're not going. You have to quit that show.
Well, Darren. I don't think nobody's going to make me do that, but I'll do it anyway because, I mean, I don't think I can handle it. Do you, Randy?
No.
Can you imagine being here on that Monday if Alabama beats Georgia and doesn't get in the playoff? What did I say earlier? I mean, that's impossible to believe. I refuse to believe that. Rick is up next. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. This is your I-95 buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
From Brent.
Yes, sir. I remember you.
The bad penny. I've got a question. If you could solve it for me,
I'll do my best.
Saturday night, I went out to eat, and I saw where Auburn was getting their butt kicked, and I said, I've got to see that show again, that game again. So I went and programmed my DVR on Sunday and on Tuesday for the game to be replayed, and then after that, they replaced the game with Kentucky and South Carolina, and they showed that game 7 times on the SEC network. And my question is, can any team vote not to show the game again because it was clearly on the schedule and then it wasn't?
Rick, I have no idea what programming here does. I really don't. Why would you want to watch the game again? I did watch it. I'm not seeing it again. Davis is in Wisconsin. Hello, Davis.
Paul, 1496 BC, Exodus, movement of the people. My boss said to me, because we're so tired up here, he said, Happy Easter. And I said, I would never eat ham in front of Paul Feinbaum. And he just laughed. Anyway, in the meantime, who was your favorite Dallas Cowboy growing up?
My favorite players were Roger Staubach, Bob Hayes, Leroy Jordan, Jethro Pugh. Do you remember all those guys?
Yeah. Thank you for your wisdom and discernment, sir. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very, very much, and you be well. We'll take a short break. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.